An epidemic called dancing is a continued health problem in clubs and bars all across Canada. This is Neo Zidane reporting for UNnews on the 8th of October, 2006. Damn, I should get my timing better. Just time it better before the music starts. Anyway, shit, I'm slowing down. Hello, this is Neo Zidane reporting. Today, we talk about dancing. Is it safe? Is there a way of doing it safely? How many safes can I put in a sentence? Safely without getting kicked out of the news channel. Safely. Today we talk about this very, very serious issue with Dr. Jackson Brownie of the Montreal General Hospital. Hello, Mr. Brownie.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Oh, crap, you're a Quebecan. I forgot. Anyway. So, Mr. Brownie, tell us about the situation.
Well, in the last year alone, we have had 7 amateur dancers coming directly from clubs.
Uh-huh. Well, what are the problems that these people are suffering?
Well, we have had patients admitted to our hospital with problems ranging from badly sprained ankles to cracked vertebrae.
Sorry? What's that? What's vertebra?
Vertebra.
What is... Vertebra. My French isn't that good. I've just moved to Vancouver. Green bra?
No, vertebra. Vertebra.
What?
The thing on your back.
Oh, vertebrae!
Yes, oui. That's what I was saying the whole time. Swan.
Right, anyway. What are the other problems that you've met over the time?
Well, I've also they have suffered psychological conditions such as depression and schizophrenia.
What?
Schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. What? What the hell?
Oh, God. Schizophrenia. Psychological. Problem with perception, reality.
Oh, schizophrenia!
A little like autism.
Schizophrenia.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Gah, sacrebleu. Yeah, je déteste le Canadien en anglais.
Anyway, right. We'll talk a bit now. Well, Canada is not traditionally known to the world for its love of dancing. I mean, its citizens rather being identified for their love of hockey, beer, and, you know, saying eh at the end of every sentence. It's gaining recognition as a country of bumbling, dancing fools now, after this epidemic. What do you think about this, you know, how it's spreading around the whole country?
Well, one thing there, we do not put eh on the end of every sentence, eh?
Right.
Oh, God, I just... okay, anyway. Yes. Well, this epidemic of dancing-related injuries, personally, I think it's not just isolated to Canada.
Uh-huh.
It's just that we often notice things like this in Canada because we have nothing better to do.
Okay, right. Well, what are your advice to people, you know, who are, you know, taking the incalculable risk of dancing? What is your advice to them to make sure, you know, they don't, you know, trip and punch themselves in the face?
Well, obviously, I urge all Canadians to become more reserved on the dance floor.
Right.
I tell them, do not only take caution for yourself, but for others around you.
Right, yeah.
Always remember, every living person in Leuf is a living human Leuf.
Leuf? Does that mean egg in French, doesn't it? I mean...
No, not egg. I mean Leuf.
Leuf, yes.
Leuf.
Yeah, what?
Look, I am a Leuf.
What? You're an egg?
That bird lying on the windowsill is dead.
Dead?
See? I am laughing.
You're laughing?
No, I'm not laughing, you idiot. I am laughing.
You...
I want to live my life happily ever after. Oui? Oui, you stupid American.
Ugh, God, okay, yes, I get you. Life, you mean. Hello?
Oh, yes, well, yes. Luf, Luf, that's what I was saying the whole time. Oh, I must know. Anyway, I also have more advice, if you mind.
Okay, go on.
Those words, I hope, ring true to humans and their Lufs.
For people, that's life.
I hope my Luf can be remembered life. Someday by my words of Luf.
Okay, when he says Luf, people, he means life.
Just shut up. Ferme la bouche.
What's that? Close the bush? Anyway, you're also trying to push a bill through the Canadian government. Is that correct?
Yes, me and my colleagues at Montreal General, we are rallying together. We're pushing a bill banning any public dancing after 9:30 p.m. Through the Canadian government, obviously.
Okay.
The bill, we expect to pass immediately. The only other bills of interest currently passing through anyway are through government involved laws about feeding ducks and or squirrels in public parks and or ponds.
Right, well, obviously you're trying to spread your message around the globe. What are you doing to get the word across?
I also seeking to spread my message to the rest of the globe, yes. I'm busy attempting to organize Rock Against Dancing benefit concert, no? Which slated to take place in Le Mars.
Mars?
Mars.
Mars?
Mars.
Mars.
January, February, March.
March.
Yes, March. God, I wish I could strangle you.
Excuse me,
Yes, this date may be pushed back, however, we have been unable to find any musical acts to perform.
Right.
There was a slight interest by a number of musicians who mistook my name for Jackson Brown, but that has all died down at the moment.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today, so thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you very much.
Moose?
No. I mean moosh.
Moose?
Beaucoup. A lot.
Oh, much.
Yes. Oh, God, you Americans bastards. I just want to...
Well, thank you for listening. I'm Neo Zidane. I hope to be damaging your ears again soon. And remember, people, dance safe. That's if... you aren't too busy playing hockey or eating poutine. Thank you.
Hey, do you mind if you can give me some English lessons? Because it is really hampering my efforts with the chicks. Yes, the chicks. No,